Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name is Kerry Stevenson. Really excited today to bring you an interesting story, which potentially may have been flying under the radar a little bit. And so I noticed some news that was coming out. So I've reached out to Tony Greenaway, who's the General Manager of Geology for OAR Resources, OAR. And guess what their ASX code is? OAR. So write that one down. We're going to be talking about their projects in Western Australia and a project over in the US. So Tony Greenaway, welcome to Small Caps. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me, Kerry. It's great to be here and chat to you.
Well, you've been in this game for a little while. You're the General Manager of Geology for OAR Resources. Before we get stuck into the latest news, just for our listeners out there, just give us a brief overview. Who are OAR Resources? Where are you? What are you doing?
Sure. So OAR Resources, we're obviously a junior explorer. We have projects, as you said, here in Western Australia, in South Australia and over in Nevada. Our projects here in WA, I guess our lead project is the Crown Project, which is about 8 kilometres to the west of Chalice's Julimar discovery, just up north of Perth. We're active on the ground out there. It's an early stage project out there, but we're active on the ground, looking for similar style nickel copper PGE mineralisation out there. And as you said, over in Nevada, we've got a number of gold projects over there. The Douglas Canyon project, I guess, is where we're at in Nevada at the moment. And that's a high-grade gold-silver epithermal system that we're chasing over there with some very high-grade rocks at surface that we're looking to get stuck into.
Well, that's a good overview. By the way, I'm a gold nerd, so I'm really looking forward to what you're doing over at Douglas Canyon. But let's start with WA and your Crown project. You say it's close to Julimar. For those of you out there that are not sure what that is, that's the Chalice. Chalice have been discovering a very big PGE mineralized system over there. Whereabouts are OAR Resources in comparison to the Chalice Julimar discovery?
Sure. So Chalice is, and I must say, it's nice to be working on a project that's about an hour away from Perth. Not often that you get to do that.
Yeah,
that's nice and convenient, which is great. I'm actually out there tomorrow myself. We're about 8 kilometres to the west of Julimar. So we're on a parallel trending structure. We're in the Western Gneiss Range, which is, I guess, the very edge of the Yulgum Crack in WA here. So this is an area that I guess was pretty unloved in the past, and not until Chalice came along and made their discovery that people started to refocus on this area. Historically, it's been mapped and looked at back in the 70s and around that sort of era. It was all mapped as granite. But again, with the discovery of Julimar these ultramafic rocks which host this style of mineralisation has reinvigorated the area. So for us, it was about getting out there on the ground and having a look at our Crown project, which I said is about 8 kilometres just to the west of Julimar. In an area that the entire project was mapped as granite in the past. So we've been out there looking at the rocks, looking at the geology, just to try and understand the geology a bit better, because really what you need are these ultramafic rocks that host this style of mineralisation. Our recent work has shown that we do actually have those. So that's incredibly, it's a really good step for us. We've gone from a project that is all granite and really nice to now we know there are ultramafic rocks there, which host this style of mineralization. So that's a very big tick for the project for us.
Sorry to interrupt you, Tony. Before you realised that when you first got the project, did you think that this was just all granite rocks and you weren't quite sure? I just want to figure out how you came to understand the rocks a little bit better and what's excited you about that?
Yeah, sure. So, look, you're right. There was a bit of a precursor to the mapping out there. We reprocessed all of the regional magnetic data out there and what that showed was there was a real contrast in the magnetic signature. Geologically speaking, that means there's different rocks out there. It's not just all the same. So there's some major structures running through there. There's a historic gold mine, the Chittering gold mine, just in the bottom part of the property. It's a small, just a very small high grade thing. But what, again, regionally targeting, you look at, okay, what are the structures through there? Is there any mineralisation in the area? And is there contrast in the magnetics or contrast in those rocks? So we saw two of those things. We saw good structures. We knew there was gold in the system. And with Julimar, just to the east of us, you think, well, okay, there's potential here. We know there's a contrast in the rocks. So let's go and have a look at those and see if we can understand them a bit better. And you know, as an explorationist, it's all about discovery. So you want to try and look at you know, where are the areas that are poorly understood that have potential. And this was one of those opportunities, I guess. And that's what the recent work has shown us. You know, we've gone out and done some mapping. We identified these rocks in the field, just with hand lenses, etc. We've collected, as I said, about 75 of those, and they're in the lab at the moment. And unfortunately, we don't have those results back yet.
That's the challenge at the moment.
It is. But look, I'm hoping that we'll get those through, in not too distant future. But in the interim, that hasn't stopped us. We're starting to build some momentum out there. I'm out there doing land access and getting started. My team is sort of following on my coattails, doing the mapping and soil sampling and rock chip sampling. But we've recently got some petrology back, which was really good for us, a really big step. And that confirmed what we're seeing in the field, in that we do actually have these ultramafic rocks.
Hang on a second. I've got to just stop you for a moment. I'm sure there's people out there that would be the same as me. When you say petrology, I know geology, but what's petrology?
Okay, sure. So petrology, what I mean by that is we take the rock sample in the field and you cut a very thin slice of that rock and you look at it through a microscope. So what that's doing is giving you definitive rock types. So we can look at it, as I said, with a hand lens, and a lot of these rocks look pretty similar in the field. Mafic versus ultramafic, there's very subtle differences just in terms of silica content and things like that. So what you need to define these things sometimes in these weathered rocks is petrology, which can tell you definitively what those rocks were or are. They're obviously weathered components thereof now, and that's what we've got back now, and that's confirmed that we do have ultramafic rocks. That's a big plus. That's a very big step for us. What it also showed was they did have some sulfides that are in the system in there as well, and they were chalcopyrite, which is a copper sulfide. So again, that's really encouraging for us. That says there's copper in the system. We've got ultramafic rocks. So all of those little boxes being ticked for, this is now elevating the prospectivity and elevating our work here. So we've moved from just trying to get a basic understanding of the geology to now knowing we've got a bona fide target out here in terms of this ultramafic rock package. It's now looking at within that to hone down where we want to be drilling to try and target the mineralisation that may be within that.
You've been in this game for a little while. In terms of things that you've looked at before, this has gone from what you thought it was to something a little bit different. Is it a Julimar style of deposit? And I'm not saying that because, of course, Chalice have had this massive, discovery.
Yeah.
Is it a PGE group potential out there? I'm just trying to get my head around what you think you've got, because you also mentioned a moment ago there was a working gold mine out there. So are you also looking at the potential for a bit of a gold discovery out here?
Yeah, look, absolutely. And, you know, again, as an explorer, you know, I try not to be blinkered in what I'm looking for. You let the rocks tell the story, and you let them drive, let the rocks drive you, you know, where you're going with the project. And whilst this is absolutely a Julimar, we're targeting that Julimar style mineralisation, which is the layered ultramafic hosted nickel copper PGE mineralisation. Secondary to that, there's also structurally controlled gold targets here. So in some areas where we've mapped, we haven't found ultramafics, we've found granites and granitic gneisses, but highly sheared with quartz veining running through them. So those are absolutely structurally controlled gold targets. They're a long strike from the old Chittering gold mine. Again, we've got rock chips in for that that we will get back in due course. But yeah, absolutely. There's a number of strings to the bow out there at Crown, and the nickel copper PGE jeweler mask style is one, and that's our obviously our main target. That's a high priority target for us, but we're also not discounting other things that might be there, and that's, I guess, something as a GA you have to do. And so you don't want to go in with just this is what I'm going to find.
Yeah.
It's no. What's here, and I'll find whatever's there to be found.
Historically, what happened with that gold mine? Was it the gold price wasn't very good? Have they found all the gold, or do you think that if you went back and maybe drilled a bit deeper, just like
this is a very small, turn of the century old mine. It's actually really difficult to find information on it, and it's right up within the old Chittering town site. So it's not somewhere that we'll focus on per se. But what it says is that same structure in geophysics we can track all the way down to the south. It's one of the regional main structures through there that we know has got gold in that system, and it was high grade. So back in those guys, the guys eking out a living, with a pick and shovel and a hammer. So there's good gold in that system. Probably too small for the likes of an economic type deposit now, but it's an indicator and certainly something that we as explorationists you look at to give you ideas as to where you want to be and what you want to be looking for.
How big is the area that Aura's also have got in this particular where you're looking at the moment? I'm trying to get a visual. I'm very visual, Tony. How big a tenement? And as a geologist, are you walking for days, miles, or is it nice, concise package?
Oh, look, if you were to walk from one end to the other, it would be a good sort of day's hike. We've got the main Great Northern Highway running through the tenement, so access is very easy.
Oh,
so
wow.
You can maybe even stick your thumb out and get up the road for an hour or so. But it is a big tenement package. But right. we are on foot. The whole, one of my early mentors said to me, "You can't map from out the window of the ute, Tony. So get out, boots on ground, and get out there and walk the ground." And that is truly what we're doing. So it's we get access to an area, and we've got some very focused targeted areas that we're looking at in terms of our exploration. That's based on the original geophysical interpretation that we did. So we go in, organise the land access for that, and then the guys go in, park the utes up, and they're physically walking the ground just backwards and forwards, looking at trying to find every bit of outcrop that we can to map that. And if there's no outcrop, then we're taking soil samples to give us, I guess, a geochemical fingerprint of where we're at in the system.
Okay, so in terms of news flow for the rest of this year, are you just going to be doing the rock chip sampling and soil sampling going forward, or give us a view for investors out there of what the news flow is going to be? And I know you're pretty excited about what you're finding out there. What can you give us, our listeners, as to what you'll be doing?
Sure. Excuse me. So, look, those people that know me know that I'm a very staged and methodical explorationist that was drummed into me from day one, let the science do the work. So our first stage of work is exactly that, building our geological understanding. So doing the mapping, doing the rock chip sampling. Once that, if that's giving you encouragement, you move to stage two, which is doing, I guess, more detailed geochemical studies, soil sampling. And the idea of that is to define drill targets. So we're currently at that stage right now, with the intention of moving to drilling as quickly as we can. So we now know that we've got the right rocks for this style of the jeweler mask style of mineralisation. We are now focusing in on those, and we're doing geochemical soil sampling, which will then make sure we're putting our drill holes in the right place. What we don't want to do is go ahead and just drill it for the sake of it, because there's no point in that. It's a waste of shareholders' money. So it's about staged scientific based exploration, and that's where we're at right now, is just pinpointing where we want to put those holes, and then we'll launch into those as soon as we're ready for that.
And
so that's the next one.
And getting some of the results back from the lab in the coming weeks. So, guys.
Oh, look, absolutely, yes. I'm hopeful. I'm poking the labs, like every other geologist is, I'm sure, on a daily basis, how are they going, where they are progressing. So, but, look, we're at their mercy at the moment. So hopefully, yes, we'll have some results out shortly about from that initial rock chip, but we're sending more in every day. So I guess the message is we're not sitting back waiting for that. We're encouraged enough to take things to that next stage. So we're kicking on with things whilst we wait for those rock chips and geochem samples to come back.
And he's pretty excited, ladies and gentlemen, in a very, very, what's the word I'm looking for, conservative way. Tony, I've got to take you across to Nevada because as a gold nerd, I've seen that you're doing some good stuff in Douglas Canyon over there in Nevada. Explain to our listeners what Ore Resources have got over there and what you're doing.
Sure, yeah, look, Douglas Canyon is a fantastic project. It's sitting in the Walker Lane, which is in the southern part of Nevada, which is just prolific with gold and silver mines. There's multi-million ounce deposits all around this project. It's a very high grade project. So what we have within the our tenements is a splay of the main shear, and there's about three of these shears that run through there, and hosted within those are epithermal quartz veins. There's some old workings that have gone into the side of the hills, again, you know, sort of turn of the century type stuff, where the guys have been dragging out the really high grade material. Our work at surface, this hasn't been drilled yet. We're getting ready to do that. Our work at surface, we've channel sampled it, we've rock chip sampled it, and we're getting grades of between 15 and 20 grams per tonne gold surface. And alongside that, 400 or 500 grams per tonne silver. So these are very rich systems. They're very high grade, and they're persisting over a good strike length, which is great. And what I really like about it is this is a stacked system. So we can see one or two of these at surface, but we know these structures persist across the broad zone. So the idea of drill testing there is to go through and try and hit all the way through these things to see what the lower grade material, and when I say lower grade, you know, anything less than 15 grams between those systems might be. So it's a fantastic project. I've been wanting to drill this since the end of last year when we were out there before, but we got stopped through weather. And with COVID restrictions and drill rig restrictions, it's been really tough to get on the ground, but we're about ready to get going again over there. So I think this is a great project, and I'm really looking forward to getting over there maybe one day.
One day. Listen, Tony, you can check out, but you can never check back in.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, maybe I can get there, but I'm not coming home.
Yeah, not for a while. Family might be a bit over if you just stay over at Douglas Canyon. I can see this underlying excitement with Douglas Canyon. Do you think the market has recognized what Ore Resources? I mean, how much information have you put out about? Because this is, to be honest, this is the first time I've been really, I haven't dug deep into this, but as a gold nerd, this is the first time I've heard that you've got these high grades and what you're looking for. And I can sense the excitement about what you've got. How did you get this project? And have you just done a bit of soil sampling? What have you done over there?
Well, these projects came from a prospector who's been working over in that part of the world for a very long time and has had some pretty significant discoveries in his time over there, a geologist, obviously. He put this package of tenements together, and there's three of them in total. We drilled two of them last year, Tonopah North and Lamberson Canyon, and we had some interesting results. We got some encouragement out at Lamberson. That's a different style of mineralisation. It's a big low-grade type, you know, Carlin type target out there, and we got 3 grams per ton. So it was a good, you know, good first hit. We got lots of alteration. I want to get back there, but the main target from my perspective was Douglas Canyon. And as I said, we were getting ready to move our rig off Anderson down to Douglas, but the weather came in and put us on hold. So to answer your question, no, we haven't really been talking about this one much, and I think it's sort of slipping under the radar a bit because, you know, again, with difficulties getting rigs and things like that, it's always that balance between, you know, telling people about this fantastic project we've got there, but we can't yet get on the ground. Yeah. So, you know, it's always that balance. So, no, I don't think people really understand the value that's sitting in Douglas Canyon and certainly the grades that we've got there at surface. So it's a really exciting project.
So you can't get over there, but you've got a team over there. You've got a rig that's about to start. Plenty of news flow just about to come out. Is that where you're at?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So my geologist is, we've found a fantastic guy who's based in Albuquerque. just a bit further to the east. So he's actually on ground today. Driven across. So he's getting ready. We are getting everything geared up to get the rig turning. We've secured a rig. We've secured people. We're now just going through the last stage prep to get everything going, and hopefully we'll be on there very, very shortly with the rig spinning. So that's going to be really exciting. I'm really itching to get that underway.
He just wants to get over there, ladies and gentlemen. He just wants to get on a plane and go, let me at it, because, you know, I think you said before, I've got to mention it, Tony. It's one of your sayings, he who sees the most rocks wins. And Tony,
yeah, absolutely.
Go and see these rocks in Douglas Canyon. Sadly, you can't, but you've got the right team, so that's okay.
Look, we do. We've got a very good geologist who's very experienced and it's in capable hands. So whilst it's second prize, not being there myself, it's certainly, I'm pretty confident we've got the right guy over there.
They can do a Zoom call with you, Tony. You'll be right. Now, listen, we're running
out of time. It's not the same, Kerry. It's not the same.
You're right.
The rocks up, yeah.
He wants to go over and pick the rocks up, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, we're running out of time, Tony. For investors that are listening to your talk today, I can sense your excitement. Everyone knows I ask this question. Three reasons why investors should be sitting up and putting all resources onto their radar right now.
I guess Crown Project, where we now know we've got the right rocks for that Julimar style mineralisation, and we're starting to build real momentum out there. So that's one reason. Douglas Canyon that we're getting into now, this high grade gold silver deposit that we're getting ready to drill. And I guess, you know, from my perspective as a geo, these are some of the more exciting projects that I've had to work on. So I'm really keen to get these projects up and going. I think, you know, geez, it's not often you get to work in an area like we are up at Crown, where this is completely new discovery. So I think that's one of the main reasons to get up and have a look at all resources, because we're just not being noticed for those things at the moment, I don't think.
Well, you got me excited. I'm sure you've got some of our listeners excited, and I really appreciate you coming onto the Small Caps program today. Tony Greenaway, come back and tell us when you've got some of those results from not only the Julimar, but also Douglas Canyon.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to zoom in from Nevada next time.
That'd be fun. All right, good on you. Thanks, Tony.
Brilliant. Thanks, Kerry.